Thank you, Mr. Vice President. My delegation commends Palau for the progress made since the last review by the signatory of various international human rights conventions and measures taken to address domestic violence and safeguard children through the enactment of the Family Protection Act and the revision of the Penal Code. Trinidad and Tobago notes Palau's joining of the International Labour Organization, as well as the assistance received from the ILO to review labour legislation. Despite the vulnerabilities faced by small island development states, which often constrict capacity, Palau's determination to overcome such challenges has not gone unrecognized, as exemplified by the granting of the 2016 Peter Benchley Award for Excellence in National Stewardship to His Excellency Tommy Remengansau Jr. for Protection of Our Oceans. Undoubtedly, similar commitment will serve to bear more fruit in the sphere of human rights in the coming years. In this regard, my country also notes the invitation already extended via its national report to various special procedures in areas including, but not limited to, children, violence against women, and climate change. Trinidad and Tobago wishes to recommend that Palau consider the following. Continue on to the ratification of core human rights instruments and ratify fundamental ILO conventions. My delegation wishes to further appeal to the international community to continue to support Palau in its request for assistance for its legislative and compliance reviews with a view to fulfilling its human rights mandate. Trinidad and Tobago extends best wishes to the delegation of Palau for a successful review. I thank